Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
You know, when Nigel says lower your expectations, it always like rings in my head. It's like, I bet a lot of people do that when they tune into this show.
You know,
don't you think?
Yeah, lower your standards and expectations. Yeah, how can you ever be disappointed?
That's right. You might be mildly amused or something. All right. Odd news stories. We've got one song today. If you don't like my music, just know we've only got one song today, and it's only a minute long. You'll be okay.
I think the songs are the best part of the whole story myself. But,
well, I did generate fake clips. All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. First story's all you, sis.
All right, New Yorkers are once again proving that no headline is too strange. Over the past several weeks, multiple videos posted online have shown groups of people climbing into New York City's sewer system after dark through maintenance openings in several boroughs. The videos have sparked widespread speculation online. Some believe they're urban explorers looking for abandoned infrastructure. Others think they're social media thrill seekers searching for viral content. City officials continue reminding the public that entering the sewer system is illegal, dangerous, and it can expose people to toxic gases and often flooding.
Okay.
You know, personally, if someone says, follow me into the sewer, I'm going to need more details.
Is this a necessity?
Must we?
Do we have to? Well, they did come up with some guys on a traffic cam that did go ahead and crawl into the sewer system, and I've got that for you.
There's pizza down there?
Oh, the teenage Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of pizza.
All right, one more time.
There's pizza down there? Yeah, but it's a different kind of pizza.
You know, some of the lines from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were actually hilarious.
Yeah. I just said, give me some Ninja Turtles. And boy, it's the Ninja Turtles. They gave me the real ones. I don't even know if that was a legal AI move on their part. But yeah. All right. A duck named Merlin has unexpectedly become one of the biggest stars surrounding this year's international soccer festivals in Mexico. Feathered celebrities repeatedly wandered onto practice fields, appeared in your television broadcasts, and casually mingled with players, journalists, fans, and even Mexican actors. So he's became quite popular. Photos and videos of Merlin have spread rapidly across social media, turning the duck into an unlikely mascot for the tournament. Unlike some sports fans, Merlin has yet to start a fight, throw anything on the field, or demand a referee be fired. So it's pretty cool.
Oh,
he's officially the best behaved celebrity in the entire tournament. And I paid an homage to a duck.
Well, down in Mexico where the football roars, a little duck came waddling through the restaurant doors. Tiny green jersey, little orange feet. He stole the whole World Cup without a single cleat. Oh, Merlin, Merlin, cracking proud and loud. The feathered little hero of the football crowd. Never flipped the table, never threw a beer. Just smiled for every camera from ear to ear. Oh, Merlin, Merlin, the World Cup duck. He met the players, TV stars, posed for selfies between bars and cars. FIFA said, sorry, ducks aren't welcome here. Merlin just shrugged and quacked a great big cheer. Oh, Merlin, Merlin, champion by fate, better behave than half the fans.
fans at Gate 8. No red cards, no drama, no referee attack. The World Cup's greatest legend was just a little quack. Quack.
There you go. Homage to Merlin the Duck. And Val talks about ponies.
Oh, I like ponies.
I know.
Residents at an apartment building in Croatia recently welcomed an unusual temporary neighbor after a one-month-old pony named Mila moved into a fourth-floor apartment while recovering from health problems. The pony's owner explained that carrying the young animal upstairs was the safest way to provide around-the-clock care until it regained its strength. Neighbors reportedly embrace the unusual arrangement, frequently stopping by to check on their newest resident. The little horse is expected to return to the countryside once fully recovered. Try explaining that to the landlord. No pets. It's technically livestock.
I was trying to envision what it might be like having a horse in your house. And Val, please, yeah. please don't describe this video for our radio listeners.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Just a little pony going through the house. And
yeah, yeah. Remember, you need to watch this or not.
Throw him. Look at, he was potty trained too, kind of.
He was going to use the toilet.
Almost made it.
How smart is that?
Almost made it.
Almost made it.
Almost made it. All right, professional snake catcher in Queensland, Australia, thought he was responding to a fairly routine call this week after a homeowner reported spotting a large carpet python inside their house. When the reptile expert arrived and began searching, he eventually located the snake hiding behind some furniture. But just as he reached in to safely remove it, he discovered the python was not alone. Sharing the hiding space was a giant huntsman spider, one of Australia's famously oversized spiders. Did you see one of these guys when you were on visit?
We never did see a huntsman.
Have you heard about them before?
I have heard about them.
They are bigger than your hand, with their legs spread out, and the body a little bit bigger than a tarantula, maybe, but not as fat, but really huge. Legs as thick as a pencil. They're definitely creepy. They're oversized spiders with a leg span large enough to make just about anyone reconsider being inside with it. Snake was safely relocated. The spider was left where it was. So they must kind of like honor the Australians, to think they're cool. It's like, we got a huntsman in the house, we're keeping it.
Well, I think it's probably like our garden spiders, right? And that they catch insects and things that you might not want in your home.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of my guess. But yeah, I really did not want to see one while we were there. So
chicken.
Australia
remains the only country where discovering the giant snake is the moment everyone finally relaxes. But he came in second. All right. Here's what happened with the spider.
I want to see the spider. Ah! Get it off! Get it off!
Oh, is that creepy? That's creepy, isn't it?
That would be, yeah, that's creepy. It would be a great Ken panic time, though.
Oh, yeah. We'll send him the picture. All right, Val, we've got a town crier.
Up next. and I'm trying to think of how the Australians would say this. It'd be, they don't say their R's in words, so... Canberra, I still said an R. Anyway, in Australia, is officially home to the world's loudest town crier. During a recent Guinness World Records event, veteran town crier Neil Green shouted his traditional announcement at an ear-splitting 122 decibels, roughly as loud as a chainsaw or standing near the front row of a rock concert. Judges verified the reading and awarded Green the new world record, beating competitors from around the world. The record was measured using professional sound equipment to ensure every booming syllable counted. Parents everywhere immediately said, "Cute. Now come measure our toddler."
Bet you he's louder.
In fact, your granddaughter, oh my God, she has the most piercing, ear-splitting cry I've ever heard come out of a baby.
Oh, really? Very high, huh?
High-pitched. Oh, yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, how does she do that?
Well, I can't imagine living beside somebody who's a town crier, but I kind of have a feeling because I once lived beside a guy that used to like to yodel outside.
Oh.
Yeah. And oh. Yeah, watch it.
Yodel-ay-hoo!
Yaddle-lay-hoo!
Be better if he had pants on. Down in his front yard in his underwear, yodeling.
Yes.
All right. I think it's me. Australian Border Force officers announced one of the country's... These three stories in a row from Australia. Sorry.
I see that. Yeah.
One of the country's largest insect smuggling busts. Insect smuggling bust. After intercepting a shipment containing more than 100,000 live cockroaches, beetles, and other exotic insects. Investigators say the bugs were allegedly being imported illegally for collectors in the growing exotic pet market. Many of the insects are a protected species, and officials say introducing them to Australia's ecosystem would have been devastating environmentally. Authorities seized the shipment before any insects could be distributed. So imagine explaining to your spouse about selling illegal cockroaches. Hey, the cockroaches aren't because I'm a bad housekeeper. They're an investment. So that made me envision, like, drug dealers selling cockroaches in an alley. And Val, you got to really look at the cockroaches in the bag, okay?
Okay.
All right? And if you're watching, you got to really look at these cockroaches, because they're awesome.
I got the stuff, man.
Okay, remember, this is a show you have to watch.
I'm gonna tune in and watch that one.
Yes.
I was really impressed that AI would generate cockroaches with Trump heads.
A quick little aside now, in Australia, camels were introduced early 1900s into Australia when the Afghans were there. They came, they brought their camels, they left the camels. And they're actually now destroying the environment in certain areas of Australia. So,
really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So.
All right, Val, you got a real fun one.
All right. Some people will do anything to save a favorite pair of sunglasses, including scoop them out of the reflecting pond. Anyway. A camper at California's Mount Whitney area dropped his sunglasses into a campground vault toilet and decided they were worth retrieving. According to the Inyo County Sheriff's Office, he tied himself to a rope, climbed into the toilet vault, and quickly became trapped waist deep in, well, exactly what you'd expect to find inside of a campground toilet. Fortunately, another camper heard his calls for help and contacted emergency crews. Rescue teams spent nearly an hour extracting the man before he was flown to a hospital as a precaution. Authorities praised the quick responses, but reminded visitors that vault toilets are extremely dangerous, confined spaces, and should never, ever be entered. I guess he finally got his sunglasses back, but somehow still couldn't see this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Please don't sit down.
I'm sorry. That was so quiet. You got to hear the last word. He's going into the bathroom. He sees the dude in the pit.
Please don't sit down.
Ow, that's loud. I think that was the best one. All right. Last story here. 1 year ago today, police spent hours chasing a mountain lion. 1 year ago this week, police officers, wildlife officials, and concerned residents in a small English town sprang into action after multiple 911-style calls reported a mountain lion stalking the neighborhood. Authorities warned residents to stay indoors while specially trained officers searched the area. Armed response teams, drones, wildlife experts brought in to locate the dangerous predator. After hours of searching, they finally found the suspect. A very overweight suspect, which happened to be a Maine Coon cat. The terrifying apex predator had the entire town hiding indoors. Turned out to be something extremely fluffy. Although large, not terrifying. Officials admitted that from a distance, especially in fading light, the cat looked remarkably like a wild cougar. The owner eventually came forward to collect the cat, reportedly seemed completely unconcerned that they had caused a town-wide panic. Good job. Some cats knock things off kitchen counters. This one shut down an entire neighborhood. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
I think the cat has since declined all interview requests, claiming it is lying low.
Lying low?
Lying low.
Have you ever seen a Maine Coon cat?
I have.
All right. And just in case you haven't, we'll go ahead and share this on the clip. I think we've definitely got the culprit here, as you can see. Is that one big cat? Look at him on the size. He's going to use the toilet in this one. And he's bigger than the toilet. I mean, and with the lady carrying him, that is just totally, totally impressive. This cat is, what would you say, bigger than her torso?
Yeah, I'd like to know if that's AI.
It is.
I mean, that's a huge cat.
It is not. Go look up Maine Coon cats. They are.
Oh my gosh.
They can't. Now, some of them, it just depends, you know, whether they're purebred or not. But they can be up to 3 times the size of a normal cat. Then plus, they've got 4-inch hair, so it makes them look. But they are the most docile cat breed as well, for being so.
Yeah, that's a huge cat. That's the size of a medium-sized dog.
It is. All right. That is our odd news for another Tuesday. Thank you so much for being here.